This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid floral tributes to the deceased in the terror attack in Pahalgam. The bodies are being sent to their native places. Meanwhile, Kashmir Valley is observing day-long complete shutdown against the terror attack on tourists in Pahalgam. Most of the shops, markets and local industrial and manufacturing units are closed. Private and public transport is off the roads. All educational institutions have suspended their classes. Trade, industrial bodies and institutions, besides civil society organizations, have also condemned the terror attack on tourists in Pahalgam yesterday. Security across the Kashmir Valley has been increased manifold after the killing of several tourists. Joint combing operations by Army, CRPF and J&K police is underway in the region. Special forces, sniffer dogs and other technical intelligence means have been deployed to track down the attackers. Northern Army Commander Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar will be briefed by local formation commanders in Srinagar today on the present security situation in the valley. The frisking operations in Srinagar and other tourist places like Gulmarg and Sonmarg have also been intensified. Security has been increased to prevent any potential incidents. Leaders across the globe have condemned yesterday's terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. US President Donald Trump called up Prime Minister Narendra Modi and expressed deep condolences for the loss of innocent lives and assured full US support to help bring the attackers to justice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu mourned over the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. He extended Israel's support to India in its fight against terrorism. Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has also condemned the terror attack. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also strongly condemned the terror attack. Mr. Guterres has extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. Sri Lankan's President Anura Kumaradesanayake has condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam. In a social media post, he said that Sri Lanka always stands in solidarity with the people of India. He added that all hearts are with the victims and their families. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi have spoken to Union Home Minister Amit Shah over the Pahalgam terror attack and extended full support to the government in their fight against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge said the perpetrators of this heinous terror attack must not go unpunished. Mr. Gandhi said the families of victims deserve justice. Mr. Gandhi also spoke to Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah to seek updates on the terror attacks in Pahalgam. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has condemned the terrorist attack on innocent tourists in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. Taking to the social networking site X, PM Oli has extended deepest condolences to the victims of the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, stating that Nepal stands firmly with India and strongly condemns any acts of terrorism. Civil Aviation Minister K. Rahman Naidu discussed with Home Minister Amit Shah about arranging more flights from Srinagar to Delhi and Mumbai. In a statement, the Civil Aviation Ministry has said that monitoring of the fares will be done so that there won't be any spike in the situation. The ministry added that four new flights have been arranged, two each to Delhi and Mumbai, and it is in touch with the airlines to do more based on demand. The ministry also said that it will also work around the clock to facilitate more requirements. Meanwhile, airlines including Air India and IndiGo are operating special flights from Srinagar today in view of the prevailing situation after the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir. In IPL T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Mumbai Indians at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. today. Last night, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow to register the 6th win in 8 matches. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions in isolated pockets over East Madhya Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha during the next 4 days. The weather agency predicted heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.